I have a question for you. Do you have a list of all the things that you should be doing? Why can't I do what I know is good for me? If that feels familiar to you, then you are in the right place, because you're moving through a cycle that I also am familiar with. And I have a very simple solution for you. And the cycle is generally this kind of freeze, this panic, and then this burnout collapse, and then we repeat and we run through it. Welcome back to We Are Already Free. This is a podcast and place where us seekers and edge walkers, healers and creators gather to ask the question, what is in the way of me remembering that I am already free, and being inspired by those who are already walking their free path. And so welcome back. It's lovely to be here with you.
When you hear the words, we are already free, what comes up for you?
Acceptance.
Change.
A shift in awareness.
Human beings are so powerful.
There's so much more.
Everything is love behind it.
Breaking the chains of your own mind.
That which remains.
Nature.
Getting out of the matrix.
We're sitting on the treasure and it's already unlocked.
We are already free.
You're free.
You are a walking map.
Have always been free.
You are always free.
Already free.
We are already free.
Welcome to this episode. I do recommend, if you're listening to the audio, that you get yourself onto the video as well. That will be in the show notes of this podcast, because I've got some cool visuals to go along with this. And yeah, this is I'm challenging myself here because I'm running like this beautiful live setup. So it feels exciting. It feels new. It feels challenging. But if you see me looking at my screen and you're watching the video, it's because I'm looking at what you're looking at. Basically, the way I see the cycle of confusion, this is where many of us are stuck as people pleasers, as sensitive people, as empaths. And part of what happens is there's like this long list of all the things we want to be doing, should be doing, are good for us, are good for our people. And as we go into all of that, panic ensues. Panic. Oh, the sense of frozenness. What do I do? And then in that panic, we often take frantic action. And so we go, okay, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And we quickly go into all these different things. And that leads to my least favorite, burnout, which is that sense where there's no more energy left. There's nothing left to give. We've poured our cup empty. We've run on fumes. There's no more. And then we collapse. And that's moving into that state of shutdown, lockdown. I'm done. I'm out. I can't do anymore. I've given everything I have. Why is nothing working? But unfortunately, the collapse doesn't fix anything. So after a while, those things start to pick up again and we start to feel a bit overwhelmed because you're thinking, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. There's that person. There's this thing. And da, 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 and then we're back to panic and the whole thing just cycles around and around and around. And it's kind of like this tangled heap of being that feels inescapable. And if you're watching the video, there's this person like in amongst just a tangled bunch of computer cables. And it's like, which one do I pull first to start untangling? And so what I want to offer you is a way out of this cycle. I've been thinking a lot about this and I really wanted to simplify it as much as possible. And I've got it down to these three basic areas that need attention and attentiveness and care in order for us to show up as our whole selves, to experience enoughness. And we are all enough innately, and yet we are also all within a whole, within a life and a reality that is calling us, is inviting us to grow, to expand, to connect, and to get to experience and enjoy that enoughness. So the three things is me, which is the self, we, which is the community, the connections to other, and all, which is the connection to something greater than ourselves. And I'm going to explain what all these mean in a moment. And then I'm going to share with you towards the end how to work out where you are right now and what to pay attention to next. So, as it must begin with me, this is filling your own cup first. This is taking care of number one, because if you aren't taken care of, if you do not, as they say on an airplane, put your own mask on first, and they don't say that just because they want you to be a selfish, selfish person. They're saying that because if you don't put your own mask on first, you will go unconscious within 15 seconds and then you can't help anyone else anyway. So it's the same thing. By filling your own cup, this is like ground zero. This is not a selfish place to be in. This is the absolute essential bare basics. What do you need? What do I need? What does me need so that my cup is filling? And from that filling cup, I can then consistently show up for others. It is the first cup to fill. It is the first heart to love. So often, us empaths and sensitive folk and people pleasers want to keep everyone around us happy because we feel their pain. We feel their discomfort. And yet, by focusing externally on those relationships, we often miss out on the first heart we need to love, the only relationship we will certainly be in for our entire lives, no matter what, is this relationship with ourselves. So marry yourself first, commit to yourself first, take yourself on a date first, start with this first heart to love. And from there, we move into the we space. So this is around connection. This is connection with the other. This is communion that happens when we come together and we connect and we play and we sing and we dance and we live life. And it's about service, showing up for others, showing up for our communities, for our planet, for all our relations. And finally, it's this Ubuntu, which is an African word that means basically people are people because of people. So we need other people to be ourselves. The reality is that we are in this together and there's no way out of that. And, you know, the thing is that many of us are doing is we overgive. That's the people pleaser. Hello, raise your hand if that's you. But if we give and focus too much on the we, so we focus on everyone else all around us and no me, as in don't fill our own cups, that leads directly to burnout pretty damn quickly. And on the other side, if we focus just on ourselves with no stepping out, no Ubuntu, no service, no connection, we end up isolated. And that's often what we'll end up thinking of as a narcissist, et cetera. And I don't want to judge a narcissist. I think narcissists are in a really horrible place. Like, it can't be a nice space to be in. So that's the second space. The we space is that as we fill that internal cup of the me space, we step into the we space where we are now integrating, interacting, co-creating, and that's a beautiful space to be in. And finally is part three of this all, which is the all space. That is the sacred and the mystery. That is this thing that is beyond ourselves, the great mystery, the inexplicable. You may have noticed that science is trying to explain to us reality. It's like, oh, well, you know, there was like this big bang and then everything happened and, you know, then it's moving in this way. And it's like, you're trying to explain something that's infinite. You're trying to explain something that is beyond explanation. It is mind-boggling. It is beyond mind-boggling that we exist in this moment here and now. And basically the all space is whatever those practices are or those experiences or those connections that basically get God out of the box. So God, to me, a lot of us have a really negative reaction to the word God. And I understand we came from very controlling, heavy religions that like really told us that we were bad and try to fit us into a little box. And some of us are still there saying, you know, well, as long as you call God by this specific name and you follow these specific rules, then yes, then we're talking about God. But to me, God, if you want to return to the word as it's meant as it can be, then it's taking God out of the box and realizing that God is infinite, that everything contains God and God contains everything, and that is beyond the human mind to comprehend. But it's also real and it's also true. So part three, the all space, is about connecting into that space consistently, connecting with God consistently in whatever way works for you. You could call it higher self or the universe or the infinite or great mystery. So for me, those are things like prayer, breath, plant medicines, and all of this is about remembering our true nature. So again, we have these three parts, and this is the cure when these come together. When they come together, we move into the enoughness dance. And the enoughness dance is this dance between me, we, and all. It's not like we have to wait till our cup is completely full and overflowing. We don't have to wait for that, but we do need to be regenerating that cup, that inner cup of me, while we are navigating we. And also, we don't have to have we, like all the community connected and everything wonderful, before we take care of ourselves. It doesn't work that way. And by the same token, we don't have to wait till everything else is sorted in our lives before we connect with the divine or with the great mystery. And we also don't have to we don't have to just like dedicate ourselves to great mystery without taking care of other parts of our lives. And on the screen you'll see right now is a little Venn diagram, which basically shows some crossover here. So like when we cross over me and we, when those two are balancing and playing with each other back and forth, we get fulfillment because there's a sense of purpose in our lives, a sense of meaning. I am showing up in the world, I'm being of service. I'm part of something that matters with the people I care about. And that's important. And when we cross over we and all, so that's the community with the great mystery, we get communion or community. But really communion is that sense of as we come together in a holistic way, we remember together our holy and divine mysterious nature. And then when we cross over me and all, we get love. Because when we return to great mystery, when we return with humility and we pray and we offer ourselves, then love is always the discovery, is that I am beloved, I am loved, and I am enough, and I'm held in that. And actually, when we cross all of those, when me, we, and all intersect right in the middle, we have that sense of enoughness, that sense of that I am dancing the dance of enoughness. And it is not a static state. It is not like, oh, well, I just need to put this many more points on this thing. It can change day to day. It can change moment to moment. Like this moment, am I feeling like my cup is a little empty? Do I need to fill the cup of me? And what would do that? Maybe connecting more with others would help me fill that cup. Maybe it's isolation. Maybe it's being with some prayer. Maybe it's going into nature. And so this is really the dance. This is why I call it a dance, because it's not a static, like, ticking points off on a blackboard. It's giving yourself the opportunities to move through the states of me, we, all, and feeling into them all in every moment. So the invitation here, really, dear friend, dear listener, is to check your flow. And giving thanks for this opportunity. I just realized I had music on without realizing that was going to happen. So let's turn that up a little. So to check your flow, I'm going to invite you in this moment to actually just take a breath, to just feel into it, breathing all the way in and all the way out. Inhaling and exhaling. One more breath all the way in and release. And I'm asking you in this moment, where are you in the flow? Where are you in the dance? Have you been filling your own cup? Have you been connecting in community? Have you been offering service? Have you been connecting with the great spirit, with the great unknown, the mystery? Which of these is calling you most in this moment? And what is one gentle, kind, loving action that you can take to support this in this moment, without getting hooked on how long it's going to be for, what it's going to look like, just gifting yourself the dance between me, we, and all. Again, to summarize, we've looked at this thing of overwhelm, of confusion, the state of moving through our lives in a panic, in constantly chasing and racing after something. But really what we're looking for is enoughness. At the core of ourselves, it is this chase. Can I be enough? What makes me enough? What do I need to do to be enough? And it's actually much simpler than that. It is about, how am I filling my cup? How am I supporting me? How am I connecting with we, with the community, with service? And how am I dropping into and expanding myself beyond the box of myself to return to all, the great mystery? I wish you well. Please let me know how this lands for you. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe, follow, comment below. And it's really a great pleasure to be here with you. I also want to invite you to become a co-creator with me. And this is something that I'm so passionate about. And I just want to give huge thanks to all those who are currently pledging and joining. But you could get your name in the credits of this podcast at the end if you go to alreadyfree.me/Patreon. More than anything, what you're doing is you are becoming a co-creator of this podcast. You are helping me to make more of what you love, to serve you more, and to show up more in the world. So thank you to my co-creators on Patreon: Maria, Brian, Dusky, Martin, Kelly, Trinia, and Cassandra. Thank you so much for your pledges. I appreciate you. And to all the others who are pledging and supporting, thank you. And let me know, how does this new format land for you? If you've watched the video, I put a lot of love and hours of care and joy and passion into this. And I'm so curious to hear how it lands for you. So thank you. And until next week, please remember, we are already free.